Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our Cowboys insider Mike Fisher told us about a story that started to break today where Cowboys cornerback Marquez White was a part of a road rage incident that happened. We had a hard time determining exactly when this happened. We saw some comments from Marquez White, which indicated that this happened back in October. He was charged with second-degree aggravated assault. And if you've driven around in the Metroplex, you sure as hell know that road rage is very possible at all times. And we also know well enough to get all the details before you jump to any conclusions. And we're very excited about having our next guest on with us because we feel like they can certainly shed some light on this situation. It is the attorney for Marquez White. His name is Toby Shook, and he joins us now. How you doing, Toby?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for jumping on with us. I mean, obviously, when these things happen, we find out about them on social media or some news report, and then, you know, this one happened while we were on the air today live, so we haven't had a chance to really process any of this. We're just trying to wrap our arms around what exactly happened. So we understand there's some things you can say and some things you can't say, but in terms of what you've seen reported, let's just start from scratch and say, what about this story is the truth?
Well, this incident happened a long time ago. It happened back on October 20th of 2017. And it was an incident that happened on the road, a road rage incident, where Marquez was coming off the toll road and encountered a car that was coming up pretty fast. He had to speed up, cut the car off so he wouldn't hit the retaining wall. The car wasn't yielding, and that irritated the driver, which caused him to really get on Marquez driving in a dangerous manner. So Marquez brake checked him to back him off, and that really enraged the driver. And that resulted in an incident that happened when the driver pulled up next to him. What happened was when the driver came up to his driver's side, he had his window rolled down, started cussing, threatening his life, and dropped a few racial epithets, used the N-word, which obviously had an effect on Marquez. He never said anything back to this guy, but he saw the guy was moving his hands around, making threats against his life. Marquez owns a weapon. He has a CHL. He comes from a law enforcement family. He had his gun in his car, and he never pointed the weapon at him, but he did show that he had a gun. He just raised it in the air and put it back down to get this guy away from him. And then the guy followed him to his apartment. He backed way off, and then the police were called.
You know, that's the thing I'm so confused about. The guy followed him to his apartment. So the police come to the apartment. I'm assuming when the police get there, both people involved, Marquez and the other person, are involved. And the police don't make any arrest, or why is this an issue now so much later?
Well, that is the most interesting part of the story. Marquez went into his apartment because he didn't want any further confrontation with this guy. Then the police arrived. He came down, and they came into his apartment. And they interviewed him at length. He gave them his firearm and told them what happened. And they left. They didn't make an arrest that day. And the police, if they think if something's happened or if they have probable cause, they don't hesitate to make an arrest. And they, officers at the scene, after interviewing both parties, made the decision not to make an arrest. And subsequent to that, he did get a phone call. Marquez got a phone call from an officer asking to come back in. And when he asked the logical question, should I bring a lawyer, this officer told him no, which he thought was a little unusual. And he got advice from other people he saw about that, and they said, that's not a good idea. So there was no subsequent meeting with the police or follow-up. And I think that set off an unfortunate set of events of how this thing eventually got filed.
Okay, yeah, that's, if you've ever watched television of any kind involving lawyers and criminal accusations, you know, never speak to anybody without an attorney. So that, yeah, that would be odd to me, too, if that happened. Okay, so there's another part. I saw a statement that Marquez released, and we're talking about Marquez White, if you're just tuning in, a road rage incident that he was involved in back in October. With regard to his statement, he said the person making these accusations, the person who he ended up brake checking, who, you know, didn't want to let him in initially and followed him to his house, he said the person making these accusations also has an extensive criminal background. He changed and added things to his story multiple times. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I know this individual did tell the officers he's had some arrests before. I don't know exactly what all the arrests concern, but he's got some history there. And I also know that he told the police he wasn't afraid for his life at that time, which I'm sure factored into a lot of their decisions about not making arrests. But he apparently didn't fear for his life during this incident.
Hmm. We're talking to Toby Shook, who is the lawyer representing Marquez White in this deal that broke today. So let me ask you, Toby, what is the next step here? What happens next, and how does this interfere or not interfere with Marquez's focus on trying to make the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, how the process normally takes place is if there's an arrest, it goes to the grand jury. But since there was no arrest, the police eventually filed this as what we call a grand jury referral. They just sent it down to the DA's office. And Marquez never got notice that that was happening. He believes that perhaps correspondence was lost because he changed addresses. But he never got notice that anything was going forward. It's probably something that we could have taken care of a grand jury because you get to make a presentation. The Collin County DA's office is pretty fair about allowing the defense to put information to a grand jury and let them make a decision. But since that didn't happen, in June of this year, the case finally came before the grand jury and an officer read in the reports. They didn't hear from anyone else, so they just went forward with an indictment. And that's when Marquez found out that there was an arrest warrant issued at that time. So now it's in the court process, and it'll have to go through the process with court settings and both sides, the prosecution and the defense, determine how the case will be disposed of, if it can be disposed of without a trial.
And so at any point during the altercation, we were confused about this when we were first doing the story. At any point during the altercation, did the guy who's making these accusations, the other driver who was so upset, did he learn that Marquez White was a Dallas Cowboy?
No, I don't believe he did.
Okay.
That was a fact that I don't think he had the slightest idea about.
Okay.
Well, Toby, we want to thank you for taking the time to join us. You know, we're just a couple of sports morons, and here comes a story involving legal stuff. And so we need guys like you and guys like your partner Rex to come help us out from time to time. So we appreciate
that.
All
right. No problems. I appreciate y'all having us on.
And you feel free to call us if you ever need sports advice.
Yeah, let's do some trade. We'll trade you some sports opinions. You give us some, some legal counsel.
Hey, I could use it.
All right, great.
I'll be in touch.
Hopefully we don't need it.
I hope not. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, see you, Toby.
Bye-bye.
That's one of our new best friends, Toby Shook. He's representing Marquez White. And the more we learn about that, now we're hearing Marquez White's side of the story and his representation. But the more I hear about this, the more I'm like, this is going to go away.
But what is this guy's case, the other guy? I agree with you. What's the other guy? But he cut me off and he brake checked me. Well, but you then, acted violent and followed him. Oh, he showed me a gun. Well, you're acting crazy and driving next to him. Well, but then when I went to his house. Wait, you followed him to his house?
I don't understand deals where the cops go out. Like, what is it that they're going to learn later to where they don't arrest him at the time?
Right.
And I understand that we have, due process and all this kind of stuff, and I'm trying to understand it, but it's like, we're out here, we're talking to both of them, we're not making an arrest, and then a month or two, or years later, or a year later, or whatever, it's like, all right, we got a case. So what is different? Like, what's happened that's going to change anybody's opinion to where he didn't get arrested the first time?
So it's a paperwork thing.
I guess.
You didn't show, just like, hey, you have a warrant for your arrest because you didn't show up in court. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to go to court.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still didn't show up. Well, when did you notify me? Well, I sent it to Florida.
We should do a contest where KT gets arrested.
I like that.
Maybe like a station event.
Let's do that. We'll look into that. Yep. All right, coming up next, Jared. And by the way, KT, great work. Dude, how about that? We get that story midway through our show.
Mm-hmm.
KT, the greatest producer in the history of producing,
pretty good.
Gets the attorney on the show. We don't even know anything about this story when the show started, and KT got him on at 5 o'clock. Brilliant.
I'd like to thank all the people at Toby Shook's office for putting together a really good website with an easy phone number to just really put there right on the website.
The song's about him.
Well done, Kevin.
He also kind of sounded like Jerry.
What if Jerry was like,
"All
right, you're not going to let me be the coach. I got my law degree. I'm going to represent all my players now." Of course, it is road rage, but it isn't, and it is.
Representing Jones and Jones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.